good morning. I love that. It is a living hope. Amen. It's not no dead hope. It is a living hope. This morning, if you're sitting in your cars, you can listen to it if you need to on your radio at 88.9. Is where it will be at this morning, 88.9. And if you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn to the book of John. John chapter number 10 this morning, and we'll begin our reading there. As you're turning there this morning, I just want to say God's been better than good to me. He has been better than good to me. Thursday night, me and some other men of the church, Brother J.D., Brother Eric Caruth, and Brother Jerry Gabby, and another individual that went with us, we got to go to Broken Lives. And I tell you what, we went over there and we seen five people come to know Jesus Christ. Seen five salvations. Five people that had been redeemed. Five people that had been snatched from the gates of hell. Five people that snatched away from eternity in a devil's hell. Five people that's no longer going to spend their life in a devil's hell, but now they got a home in heaven. I don't know about you, but that excites me in a mighty way. And you say, Brother BJ, what does that have to do with us? It would not be possible for us to go if it wasn't for y'all too. Y'all pray for us as we go to these places and we preach and we get to explain what Christ has done. But I want to preach a little title this morning on That's a Good Place. That's a good place. Have you ever thought about that? If you go out to eat and it's a good place, you'll say, is that a good place? And they'll say, yeah, that's a good place. And if it ain't a good place, they'll say, no, that's not a good place. Have you ever thought about where you go to church at? People says, is that a good place? And I pray you say yes over there at Union Chapel. That's a good place. Or you may say, no, it's not a good place. But this morning, I want to share with you a good place. In the scripture this morning, if you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. John chapter number 10 and verse number 39. And the Bible says, John 10, 39, and the Bible says, therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand and went away again beyond Jordan into the into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. Let us pray. Father, I love you, and Father, I thank you. Lord, I praise your holy name. Lord, I thank you that people are still getting saved. I thank you that the Spirit is still drawing. Lord, I thank you for the congregation that's come out this morning to reverence you and to just come and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, as we take these few moments, I pray we realize in this Bible that there is a place that we can go. There is a refuge that we got, and his name is Jesus Christ. There is a place that we can hide this morning. There's a cliff, there's a rock that we can get on this morning, Father, and his name is Jesus Christ. And Lord God, this morning, I don't know what the folk are going through, but you do. And Lord God, I'd pray this morning that they can say that I've been to that good place. Father, I'd pray this morning that it would you'd guard my throat and guard my thoughts. I'd pray this morning that everything that I'd say, you'd cover it in the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, I pray when we leave this place, we can say we've been at a good place. Father, we love you, and Father, we thank you. I ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. As we get here and we look into the Word of God shows us that when the Jews wanted to stone Jesus, and Jesus asked them, said, what good work do you stone me for? And he said, they said, we don't stone you for a good work. We stone you for blasphemy. He said, you're blaspheming that you say that you are the Christ. You say that you are the Christ. And Jesus said, he said, I want you to know that's not blasphemy. Folks, I want you to know this morning that Jesus Christ, he is God this morning. Can I get an amen? He is Jehovah this morning. But when they wanted to stone him and they wanted to kill him, you know what Jesus did? He escaped and went to a place. He He went to a place that he was familiar with. He went to a place where he knew he needed to go. In church, we must also learn this morning that we must run to a place as well. There must be a place in our life that we can run to when the storm rages, when the storms get rough. And the storms don't let up. There must be a place that we can run to. And you say, preacher, where did he go to? I want you to know this morning he went to a good place. He went to a place that he was familiar with. And I can say to you this morning, as we look in verse number 40, the Bible says, and he went away again beyond Jordan. He went again beyond Jordan to that place. He went to a safe place. He went to a place that he had been before. Hey, he went to a special place. Hey, this place was not only safe for him, hey, but it was special for him. This place was a saving place. And as I read that, it said that he went beyond Jordan. And the key note here that I want you to give is that he went beyond Jordan, or he went to Bethany, or he went to Bethabara. And you can find that in John chapter number 1 and verse number 28. That was a place along the Jordan River, and that place that he went to. And we got to get this before we can go any farther. Friends, I want you to know, you said, well, I thought Jesus got baptized in the Jordan. And he did get baptized in the Jordan, but he got baptized at Bethabara. Friends, I want you to know that was a place along the Jordan River. Friends, I want you to know this morning, as we get to this place, if I told you that I got baptized in Sipsey River, and then you'd ask me what in the Sipsey Creek over there, and then you heard me tell somebody else I got baptized at the Johnson Hole, hey, you would know them two are the same thing. That's just a place along the river. Friends, this morning I want you to know, when we get to that place, we see that it's a safe place. We see that it's a special place. And Jesus said that he went back to that place. He had to go back to that place where he could find comfort and he could find rest. And he's the keynote here is he went beyond Jordan. He went to that place along the Jordan River. He went to that place where, hey, John, he was baptizing people. And he got into that place. Friend, this morning he said he went again beyond Jordan into the place where John had first baptized. Hey, I want to ask you a question. When was the last time you went back to that place that you believed on Jesus? When was the last time you went to that good place? Hey, you went to that place where, hey, you were born again. That place that you found rest. That place that you found peace, that place that you found comfort. He went to that place, but knowing a good place, that is the thing. You see, Jesus, they was wanting to kill him. They was wanting to stone him. And he said, I got to get back to that place where I find comfort and I find rest. Hey, this morning you won't find comfort and you won't find rest in the church. Can I get an amen? Hey, the only place you'll find comfort and the only place you'll find rest is in the Christ this morning. Christ Jesus this morning. He can give you peace and he can give you rest. But you must go to that place where the person is this morning. And I want to share with you three things this morning why Jesus went to that place and why he knew it was a good place. Friends, this morning, I want to ask you a question. When was the last time you shared your salvation experience with somebody? When was the last time you recalled your salvation experience? When was the last time you remembered your salvation experience? If you're not careful, oh, Satan and all them old naysayers, you know what they'll do in your life? They'll get you thinking that everything's bad, that everything is sour, that everything is going wrong. Hey, it won't make CNN news that five people, Brother JD, got saved the other night. Hey, you won't see that on CNN. But you know where you will see it? Hey, you'll see it on the streets of Go. Hey, you'll see it in heaven. Hey, you'll see it over there. Friends, I want you to know, not everything's going bad. There's some things going good. Can I get an amen? He said, you got to get to that place, though, where you see the good, even when things are going bad. Jesus said, hey, they want to stone me. Hey, that's going to be a bad thing. He said, but they can't stone me right now because my week has not come. This is the week before he would enter in to the crucifixion week. And he went back to that place. Friends, I want you to give you three things this morning on knowing a good place. Number one, on knowing a good place, you must return to that place. He says this, and he went away again. To know again means he has done been there before. He had been there before. He'd been to that place. He had been blessed there before. Friends, this morning, if you remember a place in your life that you've been blessed, go back to that place. You'll be blessed there again. Hey, the book says in Isaiah, he said, return unto the old place. Get to that old place. Return to that place. He says this morning that we must look for the old path. We must look for the old way. I've told people all week, them five individuals that got saved. Friends, I want you to know, know. They didn't do nothing but go to a place that I'd already been in my life. Hey, I want you to know, Brother Jerry Gabby, them men, they didn't do nothing but go to a place where you'd done been in your life. Friends, this morning, we must go there again. We don't go there for salvation. We go there for a joy and peace and rest now. Friends, we return to that place and we remember what He has saved us from. He said He returned to that place because He had been there before. He returned to that place because He had been blessed there before. Friends, you may ask yourself right now, preacher, what do I need to do? It feels like everything's falling apart. Get back to that place when you first got saved. Get back to that place where you first got saved. You wasn't worried about learning more. You wasn't worried about needing more. All you was worried about was getting more. Hey, you'd been at the spout where the glory run out. He said He had been there before. He'd been blessed there before. And God, He done this. God confirmed His deity at that place. God confirmed who He was. And God confirmed His identity at that place. I told them little guys yesterday, I had a devotion at that football game. And I told them guys, my key word was this, was identification. And we all identify with somebody or something. And I want you to know, I told them the only way people will know that you're a believer in Jesus Christ, the Bible says all men shall know and you're my disciple if you have love one for another. You see, these men didn't love Jesus. They just wanted to stone Jesus. And you know where Jesus went? He went where people that loved Him. Brothers and sisters, it is good to return to the place where you trusted God and received Christ as your Savior and your life was changed. This morning I want to ask you a question. When was the last time you returned to that place? You say, well, I got saved, the buildings tore down. I'm not talking about that place where the building was. I'm talking about that place where you went and you knelt down at that old timey altar, wherever that place may be. You knelt down there on that ground, that sacred ground. You knelt down there at the bedside at your house. You knelt somewhere and ask Jesus to come into your life. If you're running on empty right now, just return to the place where you got filled up. Amen? Hey, when I'm running on empty and my car's on E, I don't go to Walmart to get gas. I go to the gas station. Hey, if my car's on E, I don't go to the Piggly Wiggly. I go to the gas station. I go to where I know I can be filled up. And friends, the only place you can be filled up is in the Word of God this morning. He said He returned to the place. He went back to that place and revisited where He had been. But let me give you this. Not only did He return to the place, but He remembered the place. He remembered where God had touched him in a mighty way. Every time we have the opportunity to go somewhere and share something, no matter where I go or even if I stand in this pulpit, I always reference back to my testimony. Folks, and I told them when I walked off the other night, when we walked off that place, I told them you'll never have a testimony until you've been put to the test. A lot of people wants a testimony, but they never want to be put to the test. If you can't survive the test, you won't have a testimony. Friends, this morning you got to survive the test to be able to have a testimony. And the only way you'll survive that test is returning to that place and telling how good God's been in your life. When you start telling how good He's been and what He's delivered you from, you'll forget the problems you have right now and you'll start reverence Him for what He's doing right now. Amen? So He said you had to not only return, but you have to remember that place. You got to remember. Turn with me to Matthew chapter number 3 and verse number 16 and 17. Jesus said, I'm going back to that place. I'm going back to Bethabara. I'm going back to Bethany. I'm going back to the place where I was baptized. There was something happened that day that I got baptized and I'm going back to that place. I'm fixing to go on my last journey. I'm fixing to go on my last mile and I need a little hope. This morning you may be on the last mile. Hey, you may be on the last journey. Hey, you may be wanting to give up. Hey, you may be wanting to give in. Hey, man, you may be wanting to throw the towel in. Hey, but you listen this morning. God's not done yet. He's not done with you yet. If there's breath in them lungs this morning, if there's air in them lungs this morning, He's not done with you yet. You return to where He's at. Hey, you remember what He's done and just start loving Jesus. Amen. He says this, to return to the place, but He also remembered the place. He remembered the place where heaven opened. Look what He says, Matthew chapter number 3 and verse number 16. And Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, or I love saying this, and hello, well, hello, glory to God, and hello. I'll never forget that morning I got saved, that evening I got saved in that revival. Brandy, I'll never forget that. It's like God said, hello. Whew. You ever called somebody? And they, Hello? And he went to that place and it was low. He went to that place low. Friends, I want you to know, when I found Jesus, I wasn't on the mountaintop. I was low. I was at a low place. But as low as I was, and I thought nobody loved me, I thought nobody cared about me, and I was at that lowest place of my life, I heard Jesus say, I heard God Almighty say, hello. Folks, have you ever been so low you thought nobody was around and nobody cared? Have you ever got so dark in sin, so deep in sin, so desperate with the sin that's in your life, you think you done isolated away from everybody? And when you get where nobody is and you get that low, Jesus says, well, hello. You say, well, he meet me there. That's the only place he'll meet you. He'll meet you there. When you get that low in that place, he'll say, hello. Folks, I want you to know this morning, and when he calls your name, he won't call nobody else's. He'll call your name because he knows your name. Look what he said when he went to that place. He said he returned to that place, and he remembered that place. Look what he did. And heaven opened. Jesus remembered, I'll go back to that place where heaven opened. I'll go back to that place where the Spirit of God descended down like a dove. Like a dove. The Spirit of God didn't descend down as a dove. It descended down like a dove. Folks, I want you to know, you know how a dove, it don't just fly down there and just flog you. A dove is not a buzzard. It doesn't pick you. Boy, should have been amen. Glory to God. The Spirit of God doesn't pick you. The Spirit of God convicts you. When that Spirit of God landed on me, it didn't beat me. It didn't judge me. It convicted me and showed me right where I was at. He said, did Jesus have to be baptized? Yes, he did. Why, preacher? To show his humanity. To show his deity. But most of all, to show his humanity. To show who he was. He said, I thought he had all the power that he needed. He had all the power. But he showed us that when he baptized him, he said, lo, the heavens were open, and the Spirit of God descended down like a dove. And it said, what did he say? He said, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. At that moment, I want you to know, in the human form, in the human flesh, he received that anointing. He received that approval. And friends, I want you to know this morning, that's what God's wanting to tell you this morning. You get back to that place. You get back to that place where God had his hand on you and you knew he had his hand on you. You knew he had touched you. He knew he had done something in your life. And Jesus said he went back to that place. He remembered that place, but he returned to that place. And look what he said. He said, the approval of God, I'm pleased with my Son. And I ask you a question to you this morning. Do you remember the place you was at when heaven opened in your life? Do you remember the place you was at when heaven opened? Do you remember that the place where heaven opened and the portals of hell closed? Heaven opened and the portals of hell closed. All I can remember in my life, I knew I was going to hell, man. I want you to know them flames was hot. You just knew, man, you was headed to a devil's hell. And all of a sudden, man, all you could see was things that were wrong, things that were bad, things that wasn't going right. And all of a sudden, at a moment, in just a moment when you repented, the portals of hell closed and heaven opened. And heaven opened. Preacher, has it ever been? It ain't never been the same. Once he touched my life, it ain't never been the same. 13 years later, and it ain't never been the same. You say, well, you need to quit preaching on your testimony. Hey, you need to quit telling your testimony. If I get over that, I've lost it all. Hey, if I get over what he's done for me, I've lost it all. Hey, it may not mean a lot to a lot of people. Hey, but it means the world to me. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Hey, it means the world to me that Jesus saved me. It means the world to me. Oh, I think about that city that John wrote about coming down from heaven. Oh, it's such a good place for us to dwell over there. And the songwriter says, let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Well, it's such a good place for us to dwell over there. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? There's going to come a day because you put your faith in Jesus that you're going to be able to meet by the river. Folks, if you've not been saved, you won't meet by the river. You won't meet by the river. You won't meet by the river. Because I want you to know there's going to come a day he's going to return. And he's going to remember who's his, because it's been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Preacher, will he forget that I'm saved? Oh, Lord, no, he won't forget. He wrote it down. He wrote it down in the Lamb's Book. And he said, one day I'm coming to get my folk. Folks, this morning, what I'm trying to tell you is you need to get to that place in your life that you remembered that door open. Do you remember the first 30 minutes of salvation, Brother Les Carr? The first 30 minutes, you remember how clean you was? Do you remember how high you was? Man, I'm telling you, you're talking about high-stepping. The first 30 minutes, man, you said, preacher, how did I get back to that? Through repentance. Not repentance unto salvation. It's, Lord God, you know that I'm not living the way I should. Just touch me, Lord. Just touch me. You say, well, he touched me. Man, he touched you before. He'll touch you again. He'll remove that sin from that life. He'll restore that joy unto that salvation. The psalmist says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Folks, this morning what I'm trying to tell you, when you return to that place and you remember what God has done in your life, and remember when heaven opened and the portals of hell closed, let me give you this. When you return to that place, and that's what I pray this church does. I do. I pray we do. With the COVID and everything going on, I'm going to slow down. There's one thing that we've lost. There's one thing that I lost for a moment. And that is this. That's the joy. Satan wants to rob and steal your joy this morning. And when he steals your joy and he steals what you got going on the inside through Jesus Christ, you're nothing more than a silent disciple of Jesus Christ. And if Satan can do anything to you, he wants to silence you. He wants to hush you. He wants to quieten you. But folks, this morning, I want every born-again believer in this place, when you leave here today or before you leave here today, I want you to think of the time that you got born again. I want you to return to that place in your mental mind, in your spiritual heart, in your everlasting soul. I want you to return to that place, and I want you to think on that day. That day that you was sinful. That day that you needed to be touched and God reached down from heaven through the blood of Jesus Christ and he saved your soul. I want you to return to that place in a bodily form. I want you to return there and remember what you've seen. But also I want you to return there and I want you to not only return, but I want you to remember what's going on so your joy may be full. Jesus said, not only did I return to that place, not only did I remember that place, but I rejoice in that place. You see, when I get beat down and I get, well, I don't even want to do nothing, I return to that day of my salvation. I return to that as far as the devil can run me. He can't run me no further. But until I get back to that place and tell him, this is where I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, you got to get away from me in the name of Jesus. He'll keep running me just as far as I'll let him run me. But when I get to that place and I say, you can't run me no further, and I get back to that bloodline, whoo! Get back to that bloodline. Draw that line in the sand and say, Satan, you ain't doing that no more. Then I'll start rejoicing. He said, preacher, I just don't see in the text. I see where it said, and he went again, Brother O.J., so he returned. I see that in the text. And I see in the text where he remembered that when he went back, because he said, I went back to where John first baptized, so he's talking about the baptism. He returned because he went again, and he remembered because I remember the baptism, but I don't know about any rejoicing going on in the text. Are you sure there's rejoicing going on when you return and you remember? And I bring up my past and I think about it, there should not be no rejoicing there. If your past is in your past, there's rejoicing. Now, if your past has creeped up in your future, there is no rejoicing. There's misery, there's pain. But if your past is in your past, there's rejoicing. And here's how I know why. Look what the Bible says in John chapter number 10 and verse number 41. Here's the rejoicing. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. Here's the rejoicing. And many believed on him there. Anybody that's ever believed on him had to go there. Where's there, preacher? That's that place. What are you talking about, that place where John was preaching repentance? Where John said you must repent. Folks, if you're going to rejoice, you've had to be at that place one time in your life where you knelt down and you repented and you asked God to come into your life. You'll never rejoice until you've had one of them places, one of them moments in your life, one of them Bethel moments, one of them moments in your life, one of them Jerichos in your life, one of them splitting of the sea in your life, one of them moments that God did. And here's what I'm trying to tell you, he says in John 10:42, and many believed on him there. They rejoiced at this place. He said, preacher, how do you know that's rejoicing? Luke chapter 15, verse number 10, the Bible says, likewise I say unto you, or even so, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. When they came to the place where Jesus was, and they believed on him there, and they repented there, they was rejoicing in heaven. The angels were rejoicing. Folks, as we was coming home Thursday night and broken lives and them five men got saved, I was thinking in my mind coming home about all the, we was rejoicing in that vehicle. Son, we was bouncing all over the place. Blue lights would have got behind us, we'd have had a ticket because I don't know how fast we was running. You know how you run on being filled with the Holy Ghost? You know it, man, you're just running on it. I'm talking about you ain't paying nothing attention. You're just flying down the road. Was going down that highway, and I was thinking about the angels that were rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. What does them angels do when five people repent? They rejoice the same. Well, they get louder, preacher. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Everybody gets their own little party. Everybody gets their own angel band, heaven's angel band. It's laughing and clapping and joyful that you got saved. He said, preacher, since I've been saved, I've lost a lot of things. I've lost some friends. I've lost some family. But folks, I want you to know, if you don't think nobody's glad you got saved, there is some people glad you got saved. One of them is God Almighty. But this morning, I just got to ask. Have you ever been to that place? I look around this congregation, I see a lot of core people. When I brought this message this morning, I wasn't bringing it just solely on salvation. I was bringing it on that we may get to the place in our life where our joy may be filled. And this morning, if I can give you anything as your pastor this morning, get back to that place. We try to grow as a Christian. We try to grow in the Lord. We try to grow. But you can never grow until you've been planted. A seed that stays in the shed. If the seed is still in the barn, that's what the Bible says, is the seed still in the barn. Folks, if the seed's never been planted, it'll never grow. But as that seed is planted and it starts coming forth, there's a lot of things that try to tear that seed down. There's a lot of tares that come that way and try to choke it out and try to do away with it. But friends, this morning, I want you to know there may be a lot of things growed up around your life this morning. You're that seed. You're born again. That incorruptible seed's inside of you. The Holy Ghost, God Almighty's inside of you. And you say, preacher, but there's weeds that's growed up around me. What I need to do? Do what my wife did to the flower bed. I went around to that flower bed, and we had some flowers in there. And when I went back, when I clean them out, I just get out just a little bit. Son, when I went back, that thing's bare. There's just one good looking tree in the middle of that flower bed. And all that was no good that was trying to choke that one out that she planted, you know what she did? That ground's bare. She got all the junk away from it. All the junk away from it and out of the way. This morning, if you want all the junk, I'm talking to the Christian. If you want all the junk out of your life and you want it out of the way and you want it cleared away, go back to the place. Return to that place. Remember that place so you can rejoice because you've been to that place. This morning, it's been a long time since you've been back to Calvary. I just say, Lord God, thank you for saving me. I've been out straying around. Had a lot of weeds growed up, but this morning I thank you by the preaching of the Word of God, singing that the lady is saying, that them weeds in my life, they're just torn away. Maybe this morning that's what you need. Nobody likes a dull, dead, disappointing Christian. You know what they like? They like somebody full of life. That's on the mountaintop. So, preacher, you got to be on a mountaintop all the time, just only in public. Get that private place. I know it's rough in there. But there's one thing I do. If I can't have this on my face, this smile and this loving people and loving Jesus, I'll just stay at the house. Because nobody wants to see me the way I used to be. All they want to know is God's been better than good to me. How long has it been since you've been to that place? Let us pray. Father God, I love you. And Lord, I just thank you. Lord, this morning as I got up and, Lord, here at the church, you know, people are stepping down, stepping out, stepping away. Lord God, half the members are coming. Lord God, I share my heart with you right here. Lord God, just half's coming. Father God, you're not halfway on nothing. Lord God, you show up every time. Lord God, some like the parking lot service, some don't. Lord God, you know everything. You know. But Lord God, this morning, if we would just get back to the place where you first touched our life, if we'd return there and we'd remember, we wouldn't complain, but we'd rejoice because we're not going to hell, but we're going to heaven. Lord God, let us get the quit off the table and let us just get where we're loving you. Lord God, loving each other, each church member loving one another. Lord, just shouting from the mountaintop how good you've been. Lord, this morning, whoever may be hurting, Lord, touch them. I thank you that you reminded me this week that we're not building on church membership, but we're building on God Almighty. This place ain't built on people. It's built on you. And Lord God, this morning, I pray these people that have sought you and put their hope, faith, and trust in you, I pray this morning that they be any weeds in their life, they'd get it out of that place. And they say it's been good to be at the house of the Lord. Father, I love you so much, and I thank you for saving me. And I thank you for them five men that gave their life to Jesus. No longer headed to hell, but headed to heaven. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. Amen. As we sign.